Good afternoon and welcome to Quality of Life Radio Show. We're sponsored by Quality of Life Medical and Research Clinic. I'm a co-host, Ronald Zack. I'm an attorney and a nurse practitioner at Quality of Life. And I'm here with co-host, Dr. Jack McGettigan. Hello, Dr. Jack.
Good afternoon.
And Veronica Sternitsky is here.
Hello.
And we're going to be hearing from a guest talking about nutrition very, very soon. And before we start that, though, we have some medical and legal news you can't use. And this is uninformative and useless information that will serve no purpose whatsoever other than to burn up the first segment of a radio show. First story that I have, and this one's kind of a public service one. If you go to Lake Mead, don't put your head underwater. They have some hot springs there, but there's some Naegleia fowleri in the water. It's an amoeba, a single-celled organism, and people are being warned not to submerge their heads below the water. This is near Hoover Dam, and there have been some cases of Naegleia fowleri. It's a brain-eating amoeba, and it's not a good thing to have. It comes into your nose and causes a deadly infection. You get a headache, fever, vomiting, and sometimes you die. There's a lot of information, and there has been quite a bit of news about this. This amoeba has a fatality rate of 97%. Thankfully, there's only about 5 cases every year, but we're working on that. Usually,
his brain is gone.
Little boys, and there's if you we have some gory photographs here. I was asked not to show anything gory, but look up here. Okay, Gypsy Rose. You know the name Gypsy Rose. This is a different Gypsy Rose. Gypsy Rose.
Showing those pictures is makes a hostile environment.
Does it? But they're not one of the 7 words I can't say. And I have not shown those to our guest. But she can imagine. Gypsy Rose Blanchard is about to be released on parole in December. She served 85% of her 10-year sentence. And this is a fascinating story about Gypsy Rose Blanchard. So Gypsy Rose was, when she was a child, her mother, whose name was Dee Dee Blanchard, Claudine actually, but they called her Dee Dee, her mother had Munchausen's by proxy disease. And she put her daughter, Gypsy Rose, through all kinds of medical procedures and made her ride in a wheelchair, made her wear appliances. There was nothing wrong with her, but Munchausen's by proxy is a medical disease where you often project onto your children medical diseases. You can also have Munchausen's syndrome, which affects just you if you want to kind of fake a bunch of diseases. But when Gypsy was growing up, Gypsy Rose, she had benefits of all these charitable donations. She got free housing. She got trips to Disney World, backstage passes to Miranda Lambert concerts, whoever that is, and all kinds of benefits that her mom wanted. Her mom regularly shaved her head to make it look like she was on chemotherapy. She made her use an oxygen tank feeding tube. But all this aggravation until Gypsy Rose turned teenager, met a nice gentleman online through a Christian singles group, and induced him to kill her mom. And he did. He stabbed her mother 17 times in the back while she was sleeping. And he was sentenced to life in prison. And Gypsy Rose was sentenced to just the 10 years. And she's getting out now. So she's still relatively young. Good for her. There's a lawsuit.
And check the dating apps if you'd like a really interesting person.
Well, and that was the Christian dating app. Now, the next story has to do with Tinder. And this is a fascinating legal issue. that's now turned into a class action lawsuit. So this young woman, she had a Tinder ad. She had Instagram too. Now, somebody stole her pictures from Instagram and used those pictures on Tinder to pretend that they were her and to get dates or contact or something or whatever. So the real person was eventually notified that she was being banned from Tinder because Tinder believed that the other person, that the fake her, was the real ad. And they have this verification system that they use. You know about it, Charles, because you're verified, aren't you, on Tinder?
What's it? No, Tinder. That's what you start a fire with, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's Grindr. I'm sorry. Oh.
I don't know. No, I don't own a Grindr.
No. Okay, well, I thought I saw you on there. But so it was...
How can you tell from those pics?
It was the fake person. And they do this liveness check with 3D face authentication. So this is how good this technology is. It's not very good. So Tinder would not let her back on. They wouldn't do anything about the one they put a blue check mark if you have the
fake one.
Yeah. So they're being sued, and there's two counts, and it's turned into a big class action lawsuit. One is a false advertisement, that they falsely advertised photo verification process to legitimize a fraudulent account, which they did. And the second one is a violation of New Jersey's Consumer Fraud Act. So that's pretty interesting. That's going to be an interesting lawsuit to follow and see what happens. And the only dating app I've really ever used was paranormaldate.com. Because you are not alone. That one, I like them. Here's another gory story. Dr. Jack, this one is
pre-Halloween.
So there's this school, and where is the location? I'm not sure. I'll get there. Oh, it's in Miami Springs. Must be Florida. Sounds like Florida. And the school is called the Academy of Innovative Education, and it's a charter school. So true to their name, they're as part of their innovative education program. One of the teachers put on a movie. We always loved getting movies put on in class, and I know order pizza, put on a movie. But the movie she put on is called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. And this is a movie that reimagines the classic fictional characters as bloodthirsty killers who stalk a group of female college students. And Winnie the Pooh and Piglet murder their victims in various ways, including strangling and feeding them into a wood chipper. And some of these students, they were fourth graders. Some of them complained.
Well, Ron, I got to push back on this. How green can you be not to object to recycling people?
There's not actually nothing wrong with this. But so the plot is that Winnie the Pooh and Piglet are angry because they've been abandoned by Christopher Robin. So they go on this rampage, and this they hunt down this group of female university students using machetes and guns. The victims are bludgeoned with sledgehammers, fed into wood chippers, and strangled with chains. So the teacher said the students picked the movie, for crying out loud. They wanted to see that, but a lot of the parents got upset, and you know how that goes, parents. Some parents don't even let their fourth graders have a cell phone, crying out loud. But the school, in the school's description, their students will be challenged to use scientific knowledge and critical thinking skills as they take ownership of their personal academic exploration and growth. And it sounds like that's exactly what was being done. So what's the big deal? Douglas Clark, this is another kind of medical legal, I don't know. Douglas Clark, he's 75 years old. He just died. He died of natural causes in prison. Yeah, there's a ding when you die. And he was serving six consecutive death sentences at San Quentin. And his name, he was known in the 1980s as the Sunset Strip Killer, if you remember that. I don't remember that. But Sunset Strip Killer, he was known for dismembering and decapitating multiple young, vulnerable women. He did this with his girlfriend, whose name was Carol Bundy. Carol Bundy was also in prison. She died a while back of natural causes. But I guess this guy was sentenced to death, but they don't put anybody to death in California, thank goodness, and they've stopped doing it in Arizona. I'm even for horrible people, I'm personally opposed to the death penalty, but that's too serious to talk about here. Another thing in California, before we go on our break, doctors in California have been banned, and this is how it's so crazy that government gets involved in dictating to medical providers, and even weirder, the medical providers let them. But it's now illegal in California for a medical provider to use the diagnosis excited delirium. Remember, excited delirium was one of the defenses in what's the guy's name? George Floyd, yeah. In that murder by police. And one of their, they tried to claim that he died of this excited delirium. Apparently it's a diagnosis. It's been listed as a factor in 300 deaths since 2000. But that's kind of a medical thing. But now you can't use it. If the medical provider thinks that that was a factor, they're not allowed to say it anymore. So they generally will listen to the authorities. We're going to be right back with our guest in just a moment. Do you need a will? Do you need a trust? What's the difference and what's the answer? Everyone needs a will. Not everyone needs a trust. Even if you have a trust, you need a will. Would you like a face-to-face meeting with an experienced local attorney who will give you direct and honest answers about what's best for you and your situation, respecting your wishes and accomplishing your goals? This is what you get when you schedule a consultation with an attorney at Ronald Zach Law. You'll walk away with valuable and useful information, even if you choose not to do an estate plan with Ronald Zach Law. Contact Ronald Zach Law at 520-999-3738 or on the web at ronaldzachlaw.com. That's ronaldzachlaw.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Quality of Life, the radio show, sponsored by Quality of Life Medical Center and Research Center. And I'm co-host Ronald Zach. I'm an attorney with Ronald Zach Law. And also here with us is Veronica Sternitsky, another attorney with Ronald Zach Law. And you probably know our areas of practice, estate planning, elder law, probate litigation, lots of probate litigation. We like that. And we're going to be talking in just a moment with Sarah Duke from Duke Nutrition, one of our favorite nutritionists at Quality of Life Medical and Research Center. And I'll have some questions for her. Veronica probably will, and certainly Dr. McGettigan has several. And you're welcome to join the conversation. You can call at 520-790-2040. This is your opportunity for a free nutrition consult. I hope I didn't tell our guest about that part. But so we're welcoming Sarah Duke. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
And the name of your company?
We are Duke Nutrition Experts.
Very good. And you've been a nutritionist for how long?
A long time. I've been a dietitian for 23 years, and we've been in practice for about 6.5 years with Duke Nutrition Experts.
And what do you have a particular focus in your practice?
Yeah, so we are functional dietitians, and what that means is we try to get to the root cause of what's going on with somebody and why they're having the symptoms that they're having.
Is the audio okay? Yeah, okay. And how do you go about doing that?
We do, excuse me, a lot of different things, a lot of questions, looking at a person's medical history timeline, as well as do a lot of different testing. So we look at inflammation in the body, what foods are causing inflammation. We look at the gut microbiome, hormones, a lot of different things so that we can find out what's going on in that particular individual's body.
We're having a sound test.
You don't need headphones to hear each other in there. You only need it for callers.
Was there an issue with the sound?
No. Everything in here is working
great. I'm sorry. There's an issue with my headphones, I think, that they don't seem to be working.
Have you considered it might be a nutritional issue?
You I don't know why they're not working.
Did you plug them in?
Mm-hmm. Plugged in. You look at food sensitivities.
Correct.
And tell us why.
Right. So, you know, a lot of times people think of adverse food reactions as being allergies. But also there's a whole nother type of food reaction called sensitivities. And what that is when the immune system reacts to certain foods and causes inflammation in the body. And inflammation goes to different areas in the body and causes symptoms like GI issues, like diarrhea, constipation, gas, bloating. It can cause migraines. It can cause joint pain. Different things like skin issues. So a whole gamut of symptoms that people suffer from can actually really be caused by inflammation.
When Sarah got to be a dietitian that we've used because one of my patients was just ecstatic about the benefits that she had gotten from seeing Sarah. And I think Sarah has some interesting patient stories that maybe she'd share with us.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and I have also heard a little bit from patients and have referred several patients. I'm curious though, is this like, are you testing for food allergies or is this something different?
It's different than allergies. It's a different pathway in mm-hmm. the body. So where an allergy is more of an IgG reaction, IgE, we're looking at more at IgG. So it's a different pathway. You know, an allergy is going to be that quick anaphylactic reaction, like, you know, breaking out in hives, your throat swelling up after you eat shellfish, something like that. Whereas food sensitivities are more, sometimes you feel the reaction right away, but it can also be delayed up to 5 days. So it's sort of like the slow burn that happens in your body and the inflammation building up over time.
So I would say the majority of my patients have complaints about bloating, about not being able to lose weight, about various types of things that sound like sensitivities to foods. We often start out telling people like, well, stop eating dairy. We look at lactose intolerance, or we tell them, you know, avoid gluten. And we test for, you know, the lab tests for celiac disease and things like that. We rarely get very good results, but almost everybody suffers from these kinds of things. I know I do. So what? How do you identify and treat those?
Yeah, so during the first consultation, when we're just meeting somebody for the first time, we really talk a lot about symptoms and what's going on with them, when the symptoms start happening during the day. Is it right away in the morning? Is it after lunch? Is it after dinner? Is it all day? Is it overnight? And just based on what they tell us, then we'll start to recommend some different testing. So it may be that we just need to look at food sensitivities and what foods are causing inflammation, or we might want to look more at the gut microbiome and see if has the gut become perforated? Is it sort of leaky? Is it are the good and bad bacteria, you know, off balance? Different things that we can test for, and we like to say test, don't guess, because when you just start randomly eliminating food groups or gluten, while that is a common problem for people, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's your problem. So we just like to get right to like what's going on in that particular person's body so that we can just not have to guess at it. We can find out and get them relief as quickly as possible.
So how do you test the microbiome?
It's a stool test.
Okay.
So it's very pleasant, not so pleasant to gather the stool, but basically you, if I can say this, I'm a dietitian, we talk about poop all the time, mm-hmm. that you poop in this little container and then send it to the lab, and then we get the test results that show us all the different like if there's parasites, if there's like an overgrowth, so many different things it tells us. And we can a lot of times pinpoint what is causing that gas and bloating and or weight loss resistance or diarrhea, whatever's going on.
Okay, very good. And just I was going to point out, and you kind of did for our listeners in Marana, that stool is the same as poop. Those are similar. Then how do you test for food allergies?
We don't actually
or not,
test.
Not allergies, yeah. I'm sorry, sensitivities.
Sensitivities,
wrong
right.
word, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so that's a blood draw. Mm-hmm. So we work with this fantastic phlebotomist that if you decide to get tested with us, we give her a little text and she'll come to your house and draw your blood. And it's not fasting or anything like that. So we send in the test results to this lab in Florida. It takes about a week for us to get the results back. And then the results look like a list of the different foods that we test. There's about 176 different foods and chemicals that we test. And it will have like a green, yellow, or red bar beside the food, which indicates how much inflammation was created by that food. And then we take that information and we don't just give it to our client and say, you know, you were reactive to this food or that food, don't eat it. Because even though we test a lot of foods, there's a lot of different foods that aren't tested. You know, we can't get every single food that's out there in one blood test. So what we do is kind of flip the thinking upside down and say, we know you're reactive to these foods, but what the most valuable information that we have is that we know you're not reacting to these particular foods. And that's where we create the LEAP diet, L-E-A-P, lifestyle, eating, and performance. And what that is your least reactive foods, the foods that we know are safe for you that pull the inflammation off of your body quickly and get us that resolution of symptoms within sometimes days or weeks.
Is that test covered by most insurances?
No, it's not.
Okay. And what's the cost of the test?
So we typically never just test somebody. The test is around, I think it's $695, but we never just test somebody. We always want to do the diet and the program with mm-hmm. them to make sure they get the results that they're after, because it's, mm-hmm. you don't usually get like the really awesome results if you just try to avoid your reactive foods.
And we'll find out exactly what that involves when we come back from this break.
Don't be shocked, but sometimes family members don't agree how things should go after a death. This is especially true when money or valuable property is involved. If you find yourself in the unfortunate situation where a sibling or even a stepchild seems to be acting contrary to the wishes of the person who died, you may need an experienced local probate attorney to advocate for your rights. Find out. Call Ronald Zach Law at 520-999-3738 or contact Ronald Zach Law at ronaldzachlaw.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Quality of Life, the radio show. This is your co-host, Ronald Zach, from Ronald Zach Law and Quality of Life Medical and Research Clinic. And we're here with co-host Dr. Jack McGettigan. Veronica Sternitsky from Ronald Zach Law is here. And we're talking with Sarah Duke from Duke Nutrition. And Sarah was explaining the way that they determine food sensitivities, and they determine your gut microbiome with a stool sample, and there's a test, and is that MRT? Is that the test?
The food sensitivity test is MRT.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And so that test comes, you were saying, as part of a comprehensive program.
That's correct.
And what does that involve?
Yeah, so it's a 3-month program that we put together for our clients. We found that 3 months is a really good amount of time for us to make some good progress and do a lot of healing. So what that includes is the blood test. First of all, is there's an initial consultation. And then if we mutually come to the decision that the program would be a good fit and would benefit you, then it includes the blood test and then a consultation to review the results and for the dietitian to create a diet plan that is individualized to that client. And it's a 3-phase diet approach. So phase one, you would only be eating the least reactive foods on your blood test results. And then once we've been able to clear a lot of the symptoms that you are experiencing, which usually takes a couple weeks, usually 2 weeks in our experience, then we move on to phase two, where we just start to reintroduce foods and try to build the diet to include as much variety as possible. In the meantime, just doing a lot of healing of the gut lining and the cells in the body so that you're able to tolerate more and more foods as time goes on.
So as part of that package, there's the blood test, there's the consults, and the 3-month diet program. Mm-hmm. Does that also include the stool specimen for the gut microbiome?
Yeah, so that would be an add-on. So if there's a lot of gut issues going on, we're almost always going to recommend that you do that as well. And so that would be a second test that you would do. You just take the kit home, collect the sample, and send it in. And then again, the dietitian would review the results and come up with a specific individualized plan for whatever those test results tell us to do. We've had people ask if they could follow like a parent's or a child's plan because they have the same symptoms. But the truth is that every single person is different. I don't think we've ever put together two plans that were exactly the same, because we can only create the plan once we have your individual results.
And so you mentioned kids. So do you also work with children? Do you work with babies?
We do.
Yeah.
From birth all the way on up.
Wow.
And we can even test if a baby is being breastfed, we can test the mom and change her diet and help the baby.
No kidding.
Yes. Very cool when that happens.
Because have you ever heard of a baby who doesn't like breast milk?
I haven't.
No, I don't think that happens. There.
I've heard them react to the breast milk, though, because of what the mother is eating. Mm.
Or smoking.
Smoking. Yeah.
So parts of this are covered by insurance. Is that correct?
That's true. Yep. And we do take most insurance plans. We take Medicare. We take some Access and most of the commercial plans. So an initial consultation is almost always covered. I don't want to say 100% always covered, but all the plans are a little bit different. So you would need to find out from your provider if nutrition counseling is included in your plan. But if it is, then it's usually covered. Maybe you would have a copay, but it's usually covered, but the testing usually is not.
And is that the testing, both the blood test and the stool test?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
How adaptable are these plans? Can it be something that's changed for individual choices? Like if someone's ethically vegan, vegetarian, kosher?
Absolutely. Yep. So, and that happens to us all the time. There may be someone that comes in and they only eat, the only animal product they eat is seafood, or maybe they're completely lacto-ovo vegetarian and they'll do milk and eggs, or complete vegan. You know, we can adjust it for whatever the dietary needs are.
Very good. It reminds me of a vegan vegetarian joke, but I'm going to save that for another time.
A cannibal that went on a health food diet, only ate vegetarians.
I've been waiting to hear Sarah's success stories. I know she has at least one. Actually, I know she has much more than that, but would you share some of your favorite situations where you've helped folks and what their maybe diagnosis was, what
Absolutely.
You did for them that made a difference? And
yeah, we were talking about this before the show. I have, you know, obviously we've been in business for 6.5 years helping people with this program. So we do have a lot of really awesome clients, and we've been able to help a lot of people. But I think your first clients always, you know, stick out in your mind and your hearts as somebody that you always remember. And one of my very first clients that I had when I started working with this program was a gentleman who is about my age right now. So he was in his 40s, and he has rheumatoid arthritis. And when I met him, he was walking with a cane. He was in so much pain. He was on disability. He couldn't work. It was really all he could do to even walk into my office. He was in, and he said, "I'm 48 years old, but I feel like I'm 98 years old." And he said that he was declining so quickly that he just didn't know how much longer he was going to live. And so we did the MRT blood test with him, and he went through our 3-month program. And within a month of starting the program, he was able to walk without his cane, and he was already looking for a job. Like, he felt so much better. We met over telehealth with, you know, that was how we met the second time. And he met with me. He was in a park. He'd been out walking, and he was like, "I just feel so good. I don't want to be stuck in my bedroom anymore." And he met with me, and he was out in the park, and that's how we had our consultation. And just as the months went on, he just felt better and better and better. As to when the 3 months was up, he was ready to, you know, be done with our program. And he went from not even being able to go to work, hardly get out of bed, to, "I'm leaving the state. I'm going to Thailand for a vacation. And when I get back, I'm moving to Alaska to be a tour guide. So that's one of my all-time favorite stories, just because it was so amazing for him and for me as his provider to be able to help him that way.
It's a great story. What we started to talk about costs, because some of it's covered by insurance, but the three-month program, there's a cost for that package. Mm-hmm. That includes the testing, the MRT testing. And what does that cost? Is it always the same for everybody, or does it range?
It's going to range depending on insurance. Mm-hmm. But a cash pay, total cash pay client, it's going to be just over $2,000.
Okay.
But if you have insurance that we can take, then we're able to take several hundred dollars off based on how much we can actually bill to the insurance for our face-to-face time.
And if you have an HSA plan, that can be used for it.
100% of it can be used for HSA. I've never had any problems with HSAs.
Okay, thank you. So what other stories do you have to tell us?
Well, there's so many, but another one who was somebody that I met, again, at the beginning of... when I first started using this program, she had terrible migraines, to where she had migraines every single day, and she couldn't do things with her kids because she just suffered so much. And we started her on the program. She had her MRT blood test drawn, and this is amazing with migraines. I don't know what it is or why it happened so quickly, but within 24 hours, she said she felt different. She still had a headache, but it wasn't a migraine. And within 3 days, her migraines were completely gone. So that is, you know, as a provider, like I'm sure you know, Dr. McGettigan and Ron, just that you just can't have a better feeling than being able to help somebody like that.
In a situation like that, is it typical you find one substance or several substances, or what made such a quick change?
For her, there were there's usually several foods and chemicals that need to be avoided, but really it's just a matter of eating those foods that we know are good for them. You know, it goes beyond like eating chicken and rice and broccoli, because that's what everybody says you should eat to be healthy. You could have rice and chicken and broccoli be highly reactive foods, and you're eating those every day and reacting to them and building up inflammation. So knowing exactly what those foods are is where we can really make a big difference.
we're going to take a break. That was an angel going to heaven. We'll be right back.
Pay our sponsors.
Now, don't be shocked, but sometimes family members don't agree how things should go after a death. This is especially true when money or valuable property is involved. If you find yourself in the unfortunate situation where a sibling or even a stepchild seems to be acting contrary to the wishes of the person who died, you may need an experienced local probate attorney to advocate for your rights. Find out. Call Ronald Zach Law at 520-999-3738 or contact Ronald Zach Law at ronaldzachlaw.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Quality of Life, the radio show sponsored by Quality of Life Medical and Research Clinic. And you can call the show and join our conversation at 520-790-2040. And we'd love to hear from you. We've had a couple of text messages with questions for our guest, Sarah Duke. Sarah Duke, what is the difference between a dietitian and a nutritionist?
So... that's an interesting question, because every dietitian loves to tell what the difference is. So a dietitian has gone to school, gotten their degree, done their internship, passed an exam. And a nutritionist can just be anybody. So anybody in here can be a nutritionist without going to school, without taking any certification program. Just having an interest in nutrition qualifies you to be a nutritionist.
Ah, okay.
Are there initials I can put after my name if I decide I want to do that? Make the list a little bit longer. And Ron, you probably need a few more too.
I could use them. What is RDN?
So it stands for Registered Dietitian Nutritionist. And I think they added, it used to just be RD, but I think they added nutritionist at the end because I think it was confusing for people.
We have a caller, one of my favorite callers. Roberta, do you have a question for Sarah?
Hi, yes, I do. Everything that you have mentioned so far affects MCS, multiple chemical sensitivity. And I have it so severe, my body has never been able to process any chemicals or fragrances. I have to avoid everything. And I'm wondering if you're aware or if you've ever treated anyone with MCS.
I'm not sure if I have specifically. We have 6 dietitians, and we've seen a lot of different situations and clients with different, you know, symptoms and diagnosis. But based on what you're telling me, I do think that the gut testing and food sensitivity testing would be beneficial.
It sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so too. But I can only be around people who are chemical and fragrance free. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, so we do meet with a lot of our clients over telehealth, over video, or even phone. So that might be a great option for you if you want to meet with us that way.
Oh, that would be great.
Okay, and Roberta, we're going to be giving contact information for Sarah in just a little bit. Thank you so much for calling, Roberta. It's nice to hear from you.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you so much. I'm glad you had Sarah on. I've been waiting for her.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And we also have information up on our, and it's at least on the Ronald Zach Law Facebook page. There's information about our guests and also about some of the gory stories that we present if you care to do more research on those. We do have another call from Mark. Mark.
Yes, I'm glad you have this guest on. And so I have an allergy to capsaicin. Mm-hmm. And do you know much about that? Because it's very difficult for me to go anywhere without having to. Anyway, I always have to go through a no capsaicin, explain what that is.
Yeah, and it's in a lot of different things to spice up our our life, so to speak. So, yeah, capsaicin is one of the chemicals that we test for on the MRT. So that's definitely something that we're familiar with.
Well, I think it's a contact thing where when I'm eating it, my throat wants to swell shut. And now there's various capsaicin pills for whatever. I don't know what it's for. And I'm wondering if that would be detrimental for me if I would ever take anything like that. I think they use it for dietary things.
Yeah, the energy and weight loss, it's a very common ingredient to help supposedly burn more calories and promote weight loss. But I would be very, very cautious to take anything with capsaicin in it with you, especially if you know you react by contact with your throat closing up. I would be very cautious.
Okay. So just getting into the stomach could be just as bad then, I suppose.
Absolutely. I wouldn't want to take that chance.
All right. Well, yeah, I was curious. I haven't yet. So I did go on to a gluten-free diet about 3 years ago, and it has been a big benefit to me.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your opinion of gluten-free diets?
Well, it's very beneficial for people who are either allergic to wheat or have, you know, there's so many different ways to react to wheat.
I don't know that I have any wheat or, you know, rye, oats, bran, or barley reaction, but I just went on to it just to
try it out. And,
well, yeah, I was challenged to go into that diet, so I did.
Okay, yeah. You know, I think that it's a really, definitely a very popular diet right now, and but definitely a lot of people do have a sensitivity, whether it's a full-out celiac, you know, reaction, or sometimes just a sensitivity. And sometimes I think it's how, you know, foods are processed that makes us more sensitive mm-hmm. to gluten than maybe even gluten itself.
Yeah. Well, two big benefits right away that I got out of it was I lost around 12 to 15 pounds over a 2-month period. And also my blood work, I've been tracking my, you know, sugar content, whatever. So I've been borderline diabetic, and I'm not, you know, I don't look like a diabetic. But anyway, 6 months later, at my next annual physical, it was the best blood workup I had ever had. I was far, far away from any kind of diabetic cautionary situation.
And I would say you probably were... not probably, you're definitely reacting to gluten in some way. So the elimination sounds like it was a really big health benefit for you.
Okay. I just thought it was because I'm not eating cookies and cake and donuts and all that stuff.
There's that too.
Yeah, probably gluten in most of that.
There is.
Mark, thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate your listening and calling
Thanks
in.
Thanks for your show.
Thank you. Sarah, your contact information, is the best way to get to you to call your office?
Yeah, so you can call our office at 520-477-1650 to schedule an appointment. You can also email us at info@DukeNutritionExperts.com, and we're pretty quick to reply.
Okay, and your website?
Is DukeNutritionExperts.com. There's also a way you can contact us through the website. Just go to the Contact Us button.
And you have several dietitians working with you, is that correct?
That's correct. There's 6 of us right now. Yeah.
And do you all kind of do the same things?
So we all work with people who have IBS, migraines, joint pain, for weight loss, diabetes, kidney disease. But some of our dietitians have started to specialize. So we do have a pediatric dietitian who can see those babies up to, you know, 18 years old. And we also have a dietitian who has specialized in infertility. So anyone who's having a hard time getting pregnant or, you know, has gotten a diagnosis of unexplained infertility, she's fantastic at helping to kind of figure out what's going on and get that positive test.
How long has she been with you?
She's been with me from the beginning.
How
she
many
was my
babies,
very first dietitian.
How many babies is she responsible for?
I don't know how many babies. Every once in a while, we get a text like, I got another one pregnant. And so that's our little joke that she keeps getting all these women pregnant.
That would be a good feeling, too, I'm sure.
It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. And, you know, I think we all specialize, not all, but we tend to specialize where we've struggled. And so... it's a really great feeling for us to be able to help people this way.
Well, Sarah Duke, thank you so much. It's been a great show. Thanks for being with us. And for our listeners, we'll see you next week.